Yeah.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
I'm Charles Higley, and there's charges on my card, and I wasn't aware of what they were for, and I had a dispute. And my bank went through after 2 months and found out that there was an order in my name. And I did get the stuff, but I think it said something about pay for shipping only on something. I don't remember what it said. I ended up paying the shipping, and then I got the stuff, and then after I got it, I got these charges on my phone, on my bank account, for
$59.95. Okay, I can look and see, do you have an account with us? Can you verify your first and last name for me?
What now?
Your first and last name.
Yeah, Charles Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y.
And your shipping address?
5453 Parkus Mills Road, Galway, New York, 12074.
Okay, thank you for verifying it for me. I do see your account for the item, the menopause, the watch. Did you file in dispute with the bank, you say?
Yeah, because I didn't know what the $59.95 was for, and I called up the bank, and they said it was like a convenience store. I said, where was it? It says in California. I said, well, I haven't been in California. I even changed my credit card number. They had me change my credit card number. And then they come to find out that it was a watch.
Uh-huh.
A fitness watch.
That you were only supposed to pay shipping and handling for it.
And I was supposed to pay shipping and handling for it, and I did pay shipping and handling for it, and then I got a bill for the $59.
Okay, I do see that on here. And when you ordered that fitness watch in the Smart Menopause, it was a 14-day trial for it, and you had to call the counselors to stop that one-time charge for those two products, because that wasn't free out of 14 days. And, right. So, by you filing a dispute with the bank, it looked like the bank took the money back and placed it back on your card, because once the bank validate any disputes and they validate the charge was valid, they put that charge back.
Okay. So, I think they haven't done that yet.
So, I can't do anything further to your account, Mr. Charles.
Yeah.
The thing I can advise you to do is to your bank about the chargeback.
Okay.
That will pay stuck on your card.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I have to fill out these papers and send them back to them. So, all right.
Yes, sir. Well, I do appreciate you calling, Mr. Charles. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Have a good day. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.